Greetings, citizens of Twilight. This is Kinnack, welcoming you back for the, I guess, first proper Twilight podcast. We sort of had the intro podcast. I wanted to give people a chance to fire some questions at me. I am, you know, on chat occasionally, but, you know, there's, you know, I've got my day job and a lot of other responsibilities, and I don't chat well in coding. I'll sort of zone out coding and leave people hanging in chat for, you know, an hour, and that's kind of lame of me. So I like to have a sort of separate spot to do some questions and answers, and so we've got some questions, and I'll get you some answers. And so let's get to them. We've got a first from Patagones, which I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing even remotely correctly there. So I mentioned in the thread from the intro podcast that it would be possible in theory to have a list of the stuff that I was working on, but it tends to be fluid enough that it would probably be better just to ask at every podcast, so that otherwise is concurring isn't the word I'm looking for, but is helping us out here, is picking up that torch. So the question is, so what stuff are you working on at the moment? Currently I've got I mean, the big project, the elephant in the room, as it were, is still Leagues. So what I've been trying to do is just weave in other little projects around Leagues. Actually, it's kind of funny. When that question was originally asked, there was a B-Quest that we were working on, and obviously, you know, a B-Quest was just released with the Joust Quest, which everyone seems to be enjoying, hopefully. At least haven't heard terrible things about it. But the B-Quest that we were working on then actually got, you know, sort of shelved for the moment, and we ended up doing the Joust instead. And that's the sort of liquidness that would cause us some problems with having a list. As, like, the "this is what we're doing next" becomes the "we'll probably get to it at some point." And that's, that becomes, I think, the more details are out, the more issueful that becomes. But yeah, so, we've got, like I said, Leagues is the big one. We just got, side quest done. There's, I guess I'm gonna, I've cheated and read ahead, and I'm gonna save the other thing I'm really working on for this month for a little later. But yeah, we've got another little project for this month, and maybe a surprise coming around the end of the month. Just saying, might, you know, want to think about that a little bit. And the so that's sort of where we're on right now. With this month, and then I don't expect that to be Leagues at all. And then further out, obviously we've got Leagues, we've got the B quest that we've dropped, we've got the I shouldn't really say dropped, B quest that we pushed back to do the Joust quest, because it just ended up being right in line with some of the stuff that I was working on for Leagues, so worked out really easily. Just sort of was able to kill two birds with one development stone, as it were. And then a pretty serious quest coming after the Brute quest that may or may not wait until after the Leagues come out. I'm not 100% sure on that. It's going to be, it's a pretty major project, like Leagues are, and it's usually best not to try and do two major projects at once. You end up with with a lot of months like January where nothing visible happens. I'm just not a fan of doing that. I really like to get, you know, at least, you know, one or two cool things out a month. So, yeah, that's sort of where we're at. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. Question from Deathkiller. How about the last skill, Elemental Level 16? Are we going to see that soon? I kind of want the complete set, and I bet there's going to be a merit badge for that, too. Not a bad guess on the merit badge. As far as the last skill, that is the other thing that's sort of on a front burner right now. There was a bit of, you know, back and forth about what exactly it was going to do. I think we finally got that nailed down. So that, I don't like to give out dates, really, but I'd be pretty shocked if that was not out by the end of this month. Probably closer to the middle of the month than the end, but we'll see. Shouldn't do anything too weird. As far as, like, I don't think there's anything that'll come up and, you know, delay it suddenly. So that should round out our set. With that in, the only main quest, not main quest, the only class skills that still need any work are Catalyze and Metamorph, because they don't work for skill points yet. Want to give them a little more extensive treatment than just making them work with skill points, so that, I mean, that's, I think they're both cool, and they can both be expanded. And I don't want to just come in and be like, oh, yeah, here's, you know, I'm going to, you know, fix your skills not being nerfed, basically. I don't like to do that. Like, if I can avoid powering things down without giving you cool stuff at the same time, I usually do. So there should be some, I would expect to see some coolness coming for those two skills. Not in a short-term sense. In more of a, you know, maybe next month after that sort of sense. So, yeah. And then once all that's done, we'll have the class skills sorted, and I'll feel a lot less silly about putting in other skills. It's, you know, not like, you know, that's really going to stop us from doing anything that's cool, but it just feels weird to put in, you know, non-class skills, and the class skills aren't really entirely working yet, so I would expect once those are all squared away, we'll start, you know, the slow trickle of non-class skills. You don't want a ton of them, obviously, but it should be cool. Question from Dark Zumi. Any chance we can get some new merit badges to achieve? I've actually added one since I started working on stuff. And there are a couple that Rhyme had that still haven't been discovered. Don't quote me on this, but I want to say 3 or 4. So there should be a few. Some of them are, I've looked over most of them, and some of them are, I mean, definitely not discovered for reasons. They're pretty hard, but they're definitely still lurking out there. I'm kind of surprised that mine wasn't found. It was one of those things where people were like, oh, clearly this thing that's, like, you know, just a tiny bit off from what you actually have to do will give you a merit badge. It's like, no, okay, well, somebody will figure it out eventually. So, hopefully, you know, someone will figure it out eventually. And if not, you know, it'll join the ranks of the great undiscovered merit badges, so we'll call that good in either case. it's kind of funny. My instinct is to add way more merit badges than we need. I sort of have to choke myself down with that a little bit, because there are just so many things that, you know, could be merit badges, right? Like the Wings of Icarus thing. getting struck by lightning, which I think is awesome. I just really like that. I think that there's a certain, you know, poetic beauty to that. I was definitely considering, you know, having that be, you know, a merit badge if you get struck twice, right? You get the broken wings, and I figured, hey, you know, if somebody wants to, you know, get struck by lightning a lot and make it obvious in their museum case, they can do that. Whereas if I, you know, put in everything that I was like, oh, this could totally be a merit badge, we'd totally have, like, you know, screen after screen after screen of merit badges, and they kind of lose all meaning, which would be sad. So, have to keep it down a little bit. So hopefully I'm not going too far in the wrong direction. I think we're doing all right so far. But I definitely keep my eye out for awesome opportunities on merit badges. Question from Dr. Obvious. What do you consider more important long-term? More content within retcon range, level 10 or 12, or more higher level content? It depends a lot on how you mean higher level. I mean, I see, and this is obviously not how everyone plays the game, but I see content as sort of being, a pyramid isn't really the right term, we'll say a tower, right? Like, you've got, you know, your first level content, you know, in Somerset, and the quest there, and the, you know, second level, third level, sort of building up, and I don't really consider, like, places where you can grind for XP to necessarily be part of that. I certainly think you should be able to grind for XP, and I certainly grind for XP plenty myself. I mean, sometimes you just don't want to, like, you know, bother with the quest, right? But I feel like that's, I guess to continue the tower metaphor, that's sort of like, you know, a skinnier tower. Like when you're doing the, I'm not sure if anybody else had these when they were little, little post you stack, you know, different sized rings on. But if you're just stacking the rings without the post, right, like you don't put, you know, a couple wide ones and like a tiny little one and some more wide ones. Sort of torturing the metaphor here, I apologize. Metaphor rights! But, you know, having, like, quest, 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 nothing, 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 quest, 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 I don't think works out very well. At least, you know, it's certainly not what I would want to play. I think, you know, quest with the option of grinding, quest with the option of grinding, quest with the option of grinding, just up like that is perfect. And then, you know, past there, if you've just got, like, option of grinding, that's totally cool too. I just don't like putting content on top of just grinding, if that makes sense. So what I would expect to see more than, like, you know, having, you know, the main quest line and then, like, you know, we've got, like, the brute quest, you know, the main retcon line, I should say, and then you've got the brute quest. I wouldn't expect there to be, like, you know, then a 10-level gap, and then we'll have another quest. That's unlikely. What you will see, though, is, you know, like, after the brute quest, there'll be another quest like that. And once we get done with the B quests for, you know, the retcon time span, I'd like to go in and add some of those at the higher levels as well. Really, you know, B quests for all. I really like B quests for that exact reason. Actually, what we were talking about, like, you know, you have the option of grinding, because obviously, like, you can't just, you know, skip, you know, like, the chips quest, right? But you can totally skip the Merium quest, and it's not, you know, nobody's gonna yell at you, right? Not gonna, you know, not be able to retcon. So, having, especially as, you know, better techniques, better equipment, better shortcuts, you know, just the vast array of things that, you know, slowly speed up the game. As it sort of ages, power creeps. I think that's actually a really good thing in this case, as strange as that sounds, because, like, the quests get sort of smaller, and as they're doing that, because it occurs over such a long time span, we can start slotting in more B quests. So, like, you know, if you've got a quest that only takes, you know, like, half a level, you've got the other half level, like, you've got two options of B quests, a couple areas that you can grind, that's perfect. I love that. And that's really where I would like that to get, and I mean some of them, like the main quest will just, you know, fill your entire level, which is fine too. I'm not going to complain about that, you know, unless the quest itself is annoying. And I think there may at some point be some more quest revamps. The one that people were really clamoring for was the Bindmender quest, right? The sewers, the rank and dusty maze, if you will. And so, you know, we touched that up. But, actually, I think there's still a cool thing there that people haven't found yet, which is fine. But, you know, might do a little more of that, too. There was some discussion of changing up the Troutmaster quest, making that a little more interesting and interactive, which I think is valid. I'm not sure if that's, you know, super high on the menu right now, but if people particularly, you know, think that quest is boring or whatever, they can, you know, let me know. I've totally gotten off track here. So, moral of the story is that I would expect to see roughly equal amounts of, like, not counted out by quest, but, like, by almost, like, development hours of B quests within the main retcon range and stuff after the retcon range, but within, like, building off of it, not just out in the ether. I love the clock zones dearly. And I think that they fit pretty well into sort of the scheme I've described, right? Like, it's not like, you know, you finish with the brute quest and have to, you know, wait for, you know, 30 levels to get the next quest. Like, you just sort of, you know, if you want to grind up to level 50, it gives you something really cool to do while you're doing it, and when you've done that. And I've definitely been there on my actual player accounts. But I wouldn't just drop, like, a quest out there, though. So hopefully that answers the question. That's sort of the direction it's going. So more B quests, maybe some revamps of existing quests, but nothing like a giant overhaul that I've seen. Like, I think the existing quests are great. Like, the only one that I'd probably go back and revamp was already sort of in the cards, just on a very, very back burner to, again, torture my metaphors. I'm a bad man, as far as that goes. The metaphor, you know, Rights League is going to be coming after me pretty soon, I'm pretty sure. And then, so, you know, we've got the B quests, and then stuff at the end. That should be good, I think. And as we build that up higher and higher, I mean, eventually we'd start hitting, like, the clock zones, and, oh, sweet baby Jesus, would I love writing some quests for those, but that's obviously gonna be a bit, and by a bit, I mean, yeah, like, quite a while, but, when that does come to pass, I will have entirely too good a time, because I heart me some HP Lovecraft, so... That would be fun. But, the one last question here from Thorak, reiterating that he wants the elemental skill, which is good, because that'll be coming out soon. What I would like to see as well is one level 50 skill and one level 100 skill for every class. This would make higher level retcons a lot more fun. I actually, for the reasons that I was just talking about with the higher level content, I'd be really surprised to see skills at levels we don't have quests leading up to. I don't think it's as weird just putting quests up there. But I would expect to see, like, a level 17 skill for every class. long before we saw, like, a level 50 or level 100 skill. If there comes a time where there is, you know, a level 50, like, self-contained area that had skills that it granted that were useful in that area, you might see something like that. But I don't think that you'll ever see a skill granted through training that isn't sort of continuous with the current class skills, which again isn't to say that there won't be non-class skills, you know, floating out wherever. But I would not just put class skills out there. If there ends up being, the other thing that I wouldn't be super enthused about is if they were, really good for retcons, particularly if you're talking like a level 100 skill, that's just a lot of grinding for XP that I don't feel really should necessarily reflect on how well you do on retcons later. Getting a skill like that and then pulling it into the next retcon, assuming, you know, that it's remotely useful in a retcon setting. I would be pretty surprised to see those as part of anything that wasn't continuous with the current set of class skills as a class skill. When we get to the point where there are higher level quests and higher level, you know, particular areas, it wouldn't, you know, totally shock me to see skills in those. I would be surprised to see something just hanging out there like level 100 to as much as I think that grinding for a goal like is not an option that I think you can really I'm not sure how I want to say this. I think that grinding for a goal should be an option, but I don't want to abandon someone at, like, you know, level 13, level 14, and say, oh, yeah, just, you know, grind out 87 levels worth of XP to get the skill you want. I don't think that's going to happen. Until, you know, we get to a point where the skills, the content can really support something like that. If once we get to a point where, you know, there are quests through, you know, level 20, level 25, whatever, and, you know, more to do there than just killing stuff for XP, I think that that'd be pretty valid. And I would enjoy putting some higher level skills in there. I don't want to put something that directly affects gameplay like that at the end of a long grind. I think that you should expect more stuff along the lines of, like, you know, avatars, merit badges, you know, items that can be equipped at those levels. Obviously, more than fine, but I think that if you're looking for new content, I would stay more in the sort of the continuous range of content. So, you know, going from level 1 to, you know, level 13 or so. Like, we've got content. And by content, I really mean, like, you know, fully developed quests and stuff. And obviously there's also opportunities for grinding through there. But I'm not gonna say, okay, you're on your own, to get the rest of those. Not as big a deal, obviously, when we're talking about something that, that doesn't affect, retcons, so. The stuff like merit badges and higher level items we can obviously do, or, you know, if it comes up that there's a that there are skills that we can put in that, you know, it doesn't really matter. I just don't expect you to get those as a class trainer. Sorry to crush your hopes and dreams, but if we're gonna have a level 50 skill, it will probably be after the level 49 skill, which will probably be after the level 48 skill, and on down the chain. Alright, well, thanks very much for listening, everyone. Thanks for sending me some questions. Pretty short podcast, which is actually kind of nice. I'm used to, you know, talking for an hour and a half, and my throat getting all hoarse and crackly, so pretty cool. So, yeah, we've got some cool stuff coming up this month, with the level 16 elemental skill, a little something probably at the end of the month, just saying, and we've got, leaks, obviously, which we're working on, which will be eventually, and then probably I would, in March, we'll probably see, some more skill crafting related stuff, and possibly another B quest, but we'll see how that turns out as we move forward. Thanks for listening, thanks for playing, and absolutely very much thank you for donating, and for you know, sticking with the game, as you know, Rhymes handed this off to me. Things have been, I think actually, I want to say, you know, things have been pretty rocky, but we pulled through, but things have actually, I think, gone, very smoothly. Obviously not as, you know, well as, you know, we can perfectly hope for, as an ideal, but, I think actually things have gone, very smoothly, and we've been, you know, keeping our heads above water on the donation front, which is what I was just thinking about. the servers are still chugging along. The gerbils are still getting their gerbil chow and running in their little wheels to keep the servers running. So that's good. We've got some more content coming out, and I will at some point, I'm sure, have another podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh God, why hasn't Kinnack had another podcast since then? Go ahead and just send me a line in-game, or, you know, bug report, I guess, if you want to, but message in-game probably makes more sense for that. Be like, hey, you might want to put up another thread for that, and then I'll go ahead and do that. We can have another podcast. Thanks. Have a great one.